Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Now to the Word of God. Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. Truly, I thank God for being on this beautiful day that the Lord has created. God always creates everything beautiful for His people. He wants us to enjoy His presence. He wants us to enjoy the beauty that He created for us. God always illustrates everything that He wants us to know and to have to relationship with Him. You know, God is a beautiful artist. He's a master artist when it comes to His work. And you know, it takes mercy and grace, and God has that to give us what we need to know to embrace the beauty of Him. But most of all, I truly thank God for blessing us to have a good relationship with the Lord. How many of you out there have a good relationship with the Lord? How is your walk with the Lord right now? What type of communication do you have with the Lord? Do you have a strong relationship? Do you have a moderate relationship? Is your relationship medium or is it very low? Praise God. And sometimes when we go through something, the enemy will come up and whisper into our ear, our spiritual ear, and let us know that God don't love you. He don't care about you. Look at what you are now. Look at your situation. And you want to serve this God? See, that's how Satan do. He come into our spirit ear and whisper all these negative things about God. How many of you experience that? How many of you out there right now listening, praise God, do you experience the relationship that when the devil come to you, throw you off, and you going through something, here come the enemy, come and whisper in your ear that God don't love you, God don't care about you, look at you, and you want to serve this God? That's the work of the enemy tactic. His job is to come to take away your faith in God. He wants you to fake you, put your faith in Him, to entertain you, to get your mind off of Jesus and focus on Him, what He can do for you. You need to read the book from Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Praise God. Even John, how the enemy come. That's his job. He's a deceiver. He don't care about you. He think that he care about you, but he really don't. All he wants you to do is to serve him. Look how he tried to trick Jesus. Jesus know his tactic. See, we got to know the enemy tactic. We got to study his character because that's the way he is. He come to do what he had in mind to do is to get back at God. And the only way to get back at God, he come after us. He come after us to attack us, to have us get away from God, to turn our whole mind away from God, our whole spirit away from God. Because that's his job. But thank God for Jesus Christ. I thank God when Jesus was talking about a lesson of the fig tree. And this is what it says here. Now learn this lesson from the fig tree. When its branch become tender and grows leaves, you know that summer is near. This is Matthew, the 24th chapter. Jesus is still talking about how we need to prepare ourselves for the upcoming event. There are going to be some events. Yes, some events. But you need to be aware of them. And you need to catch on. Catch on the revelation that Jesus wants you to know. And then it says here, you know that summer is near. So also when you shall see all these things, you know that it is near, even at the doors. Truly, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away. See what Jesus is saying? Thank God for Jesus. Because in the New Translation, praise God. And I thank God for Jesus and of the parable, thank God, of the tree, starting at the 38th verse, thank God. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. See how Jesus gave a description. That you're a righteous one. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. You are that good seed. But if you're not serving God, you're not giving yourself to the Lord. You are that tare, and you are that wicked one. But one thing about it, of the world that we are in, there are going to be people who don't know God. There are going to be people who don't want to know God. There are going to be people who don't believe in God. All three of them, they don't have no relationship with God. And probably they don't want to have a relationship with God. Because why? Because Satan has got them where he wants them. Not to have a relationship with the Almighty God. But the righteous seed is the children of God who believe in God. Who believe in God, well, they don't see God. They still believe in God. They have faith in God. Well, they don't see Jesus, but they still believe that God do exist. That God is real. That God still do works. That he still do the work, on scene or out of scene, he still do the work. And one thing about it, God is love. Because without love, how can you, praise God, please? And I thank God of the good tree. And that's why Jesus said about the fig tree. And this generation that we are, this generation will not pass away until all these things have to be fulfilled. Wherever God spoke, wherever the word say, it is written, it shall come to pass. And we have to believe in what God said according to his word. We got to trust God and stand on his word. We cannot be shaken. You don't have time to throw in the towel. But you got to hold on to the word of God. Don't let the enemy put your back against the wall. Don't let the enemy have you do something you know is not pleasing in the eyes of God. Don't let the enemy put you in a situation that you want to take a gun and blow your brain. No, that is not God. That's the work of the enemy. He come to kill. He want to steal you. He want to take away your joy. He want to take away what you have worked so hard to discourage you, to put you in a depression, to get you, he wanted you to be defeated. Praise God. But you got to hold on to the word of God. You got to keep your eyes on the Lord. You got to trust him every step of the way. You got to hold on. Praise God. You got to hold on to his word. Don't give up the rain. Don't give up what God bless you with. But you got to fight. That ever before. You got to fight. You got to put on your warfare clothes on. You got to fight. You got to get in your closet. And trust God. And know that God is with you. Every step of the way. My brothers and sisters. We are in perilous time. We're getting there. But thank God for Jesus. Things are happening more than ever before. When you turn on the news, when you listen on the radio, when you hear from your neighbor telling you, praise God. When you see it in the newspaper, praise God. Whatever you get your news from, thank you, Lord Jesus. We are in that hour. We are in that time. But we cannot give up the fight. We got to hold to the word of God more than ever before. We got to work our way hard to earn our crown, the crown of life. We cannot let the enemy change us and switch us around, push us around. We got to let them know we are the children of God. But thank God for Jesus. And that's why the Lord said, the enemy that sold them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world. And the reapers are the angels. See? The reapers are the angels. That means God going to release the angels to gather up the harvest. Those, praise God, the wheat, he come to gather up the wheat. But the tares, praise God, gonna be cast out in darkness. Those are the ones who don't have no relationship, don't want to have a relationship with the Lord. But one thing about it, we got to have faith in God. We got to stand firm on the word of God. We got to know that God is with us and he will see us through this. But one thing about it, the God that we serve, he will come forth than ever before. So I trust God, knowing that God is with us. Let us believe in his word. Let us trust him in his word. Let us hold fast to his word. Because God is good. And we can never doubt God. Because God gave us his son, Jesus Christ. We can never doubt God. Because without God, we wouldn't be here today. We wouldn't be breathing today. But we need to know that God is with us. And I thank God for Jesus. And that's why the Lord said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away. Hear what the Lord said? Heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word will stand forevermore. See, God's word travels from generation to generation. Because God is not dead, but he is alive today. So my brothers and sisters, stand firm on the word of God. Hold fast to what Jesus is saying to us today. Don't give up. Don't throw it in the towel. But hold fast to his word. Trust the Lord. You have to encourage yourself like David did. He encouraged himself when it comes to God's word. Let the enemy know I am a child of God. Let the enemy know I'm a servant to God. And I will not take down my faith because you don't believe in God. But I'm going to hold to God's unchanging hand. So my brothers and sisters, you have a great Saturday. May God bless you today.
If you like this radio broadcast, please come out and fellowship with us at the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, 1110 Old Dixie Highway, Vero Beach, Florida. My number, 772-475-7083. Join me at 8:45 a.m. next Saturday to hear more from the Word of God. I am chosen, not forsaken.